Training Camp Central is brought to you by Xfinity.
Just a couple of thoughts. I thought the guys handled the off day very well. Everybody got back here safely, and they came out ready to practice today for the most part. We had, for the most part, pretty good execution throughout. We got a good special teams period to start. Kept the ball off the ground most of the day. There were a few pre-snap penalties, two or three, that certainly we don't want to see. We certainly made note of that. We'll look at the tape and we'll see how the day went. It's obviously probably not as good as I thought it was today, but it was a good day, and we'll make the corrections and move on tomorrow. Yeah, I think that's a fair question. We're just going to continue to condition him. He's got to get his legs back underneath him. I think by Saturday night you'll see him in pads. We'll work him into individual and pads on Saturday night. That would be the hope, and we'll take it from there. And we feel he's got his feet underneath him, and his pads are where they should be. We'll see where Saturday night goes, and hopefully, Sunday off, we'll be ready to go. That would be the plan. But we're going to take one day at a time. We always do here. But to be forthright with you, that's what we would hope, and we think we can get that done. Well, I think he hasn't played put pads on now for quite some time, and he hasn't played football for quite some time either, even through the OTAs and now the time away. Of the first 5 days of practice, we've really been here 6 or 7 days of learning and doing those kinds of things, and he's been away from some of that time. So I think that all goes into the mix, and we're going to do the right thing. We'll do what the trainers and doctors tell us we should do, and he'll be in meetings, and he'll get back on his feet, and we'll get him going. Well, I think there's, that's a personal thing, that thing that they're doing, but they're also doing it, with the encouragement of their coaches. You know, what it takes to be a pro, and one of the things you see out here, you don't get to see it, but, we start practice at 8:30, and most of the team is out here by about 8:05. Guys are getting catches, working with their hands, working on their footwork. I mean, they're spending as much time out here as they can because, as we said in the new CBA, this time is precious. There's only so much time we have to learn and get ready for the season, and our guys are really trying to make the most of it. I think that's what it says. We're trying to make the most of each and every day. Well, we wanted to take a look at him. He's been practicing well. And we've said all along that the safety position is wide open, and we wanted to take a look at him with the first group today, and we talked a lot about it yesterday. And so, we've all said that I don't think you should take any one day and start making decisions on who is playing that position, other than certainly the guys that we all know. But the safety position is wide open, and Danny's worked to the extent that he deserves a chance to get some work there. So that's what we did today. I think that number one, he's been in the right place. In terms of covering and in terms of the run game, his effort level has been very high. He's a highly intelligent football player, and he's played consistently and continue to ascend over the last few days. And we wanted to get a look at him with the ones, and that's what we did today. We'll see what the tape shows.